Okay, so we were left off yesterday was with a question that is there any reason why I should rush to daven Shmoneh Esrei with the Chazan? Meaning I'm not going to make it to daven with the Tzibur, I won't be able to start with the Tzibur, or I will not be able to start davening my Shmoneh Esrei while the Tzibur is davening. Is there any reason for me to try to daven with the Shlich Tzibur, along with the Shlich Tzibur? So in Shulchan Aruch we find the Indian of davening with the Shlich Tzibur in order that you'll be able to say Kedusha. But we don't see anything more than that. We don't see that it's considered a Tefillah B'Tzibur. And the Prima Gaon says Mefurish that one needs to daven the Tefillah B'Tzibur is B'Lachash. However, there's a Tshuvas Chassam Seifa in Kaivas Tshuvas Simen Dalet, where over there, the Chassam Seifa ends off with a Lashon. Vim Kein Kishira. Kishira is an interesting Lashon. Kishira Sheyachir Oymei Mashatz, if will happen to be, sounds b'diavad, that if a yachid will say it with the shatz, zeu tfilas atzibur hamiti. This is true tfilah b'tzibur. And the Eishel Avraham Mibuchach in the back of the Shulchan Aruch, he brings down on that simen over there, simen and beis, and he's talking about skipping psukah the zimra. He says by him there's no suffix that when one davens during chazaras shatz tfilah shmoneh esrei with the chazan, that is tefillah with the tzibur mamish. He says, because kari behechrich yesh yud taisi, you have 10 people listening, and they're answering together. So therefore, the Eish Avram says that that which the Shulchan Aruch brings the shame, the goyim, that one should skip in order to damish Shmoneh Esrei, that's in a case where you're not going to be able to be up to the chazan to be able to daven along with the chazan by chazaras hashatz, or because you're ruggled to be ma'ira kavana through kol and you can get mevoba from the tzibur for other reasons. But if I have the ability to be able to be to daven with the shteich tzibur, then I shouldn't skip. Why skip? Which means that they're learning that you mamish kind of tefillah b'tzibur with this, based on the svar we said yesterday from the Shulchan Aruch Harav, that the whole had to skip for tefillah b'tzibur is because that's what you need for your Shmoneh Esrei, more than the psukah de zimra. So here he's saying this is tefillah b'tzibur mamish. We have a tshuva from Rav Moshe in Igros Moshe Arachaim Ched Gimel Simen Tes, where he's discussing this nekuda, chazaras hashatz, if the mispal dam is with him, it's a yaitz also tefillah b'tzibur. So I'm not going to go through the whole tshuva here, but he does quote over there in one of the later paragraphs. He says, v'lechein tzmua mashakasa b'eishel Avram, goyin reval of dalim e'buchach, lehipoch. He says that it's a tzmua what the Eishel Avram says. And then the next paragraph, he says, "V'yoyset t'mur mashab seifa lekutei shayel levchuvas mechsam seifa shenidvas mechadish isa." That this idea is a t'mia to him, and he doesn't even know if the chsam seifa really wrote it. And that's why he ends off seif davar kol devei chuvas zu him dvarim mutaim mistake shalachim barash ein zemi divrei chsam seifa ve'in lachash the chuvas zu. So we have over here that according to the Chassam Sefer, or those that quote this Chassam Sefer, the Eishel Avraham, it would make sense that one should not skip in order to daven with the Tzibur Balachash. But like we said, it's a tremendous chiddush, and therefore halacha lemaisa will go with the Prima Gadim and the Rav Moshe and the other Achrayim that one does skip in order to daven Shmoneh Esrei with the Tzibur Balachash. If one is in a situation where they cannot make it to daven with the tzibur b'lachash, even if it's not shava b'shava like we said yesterday, so then the next best choice is to wait to say Shmoneh Esrei with the chazan, so that at least you'll get kedusha and moedim, and possibly tefillah b'tzibur. I just quote over here, I gave some other truths that discuss this, the truths of Haggis. There's the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah, another Indian. The Mishnah Berurah brings down, and Simon Tzadi, Sifkat and Chav Ches. He says, someone, Misha Hoylech Beshavs V'yantav Vashkama L'spal B'minyan Asar. Someone who gets up early, Shavs Yantav, he goes to Davin with a minion of 10 people. Ki Roy Tziba Ma'achim Tfilosam. he goes to this earlier minyan in order to daven with this minyan because the other ones daven later. However, ubayse minyan mispal gam tefilas musaf, take of achat tefilas Shabbos, achat tefilas shachris, v'yizman achat leilach lebeis knesses, yoyse toiv leilach lespal musaf matziba bebeis knesses, de beroiv am hadras melech. Mishbrur says over here that if I'm going to a place to daven with 10 people, they're davening early, they're having a small minyan of 10 people in order to daven early. And I'm davening shachris over there. But I have a choice to either continue with them, tefilas musaf, or to go to the Beis HaKnesses where there's going to be roiv am hadras melech. It's better to go to the roiv am hadras melech. And he goes on to explain davkif in mokim yuchle tefilas is in Beis HaKnesses. Because for the Indian of Roiv Am, we find this also by Megillah, that Roiv Am is a Mila, as we mentioned, and we quoted earlier from Moshe and the Mabit, we said that it's not just a Mila, that there's more people there, that it's more Mahodar, but the Mabit says it's a Segula in your Tefillah, that your Tefillah is more Mekubal. But the Nidin over here, this Mishbrura is, what's Adif? Roiv am hadras melech or zrizim makdim le mitzvah. Right? I'm here at a minyan. I can daven musaf or I can wait until roiv am. So the Das Torah quotes a Gemara in Masechet Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara in Masechet Rosh Hashanah over there is mashma that the mile of zrizim makdimim overrides roiv am. The Gemara over there is talking about halal. And the Gemara says that the Chazan who goes on Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah, so the Asheni Matkia, or Beshas Halol HaRishen, Makre is a Halol. The Gemara says, Maishno Asheni Matkia, because Rav Amad is Melech. Yehochi, Halol Nami Neima Besheni. Mishun the Rav Amad is Melech. Ela, Maishno Halol de Berishen, Mishun the Zrizim Magdim Le Mitzvah. Which is Mashmat that the Mail of Zrizim Magdimim is other from Roiv Am. And if you take a look at the Chai Adam Klal Samaches, which is a very interesting klal to go through. Over there he goes through Klalei HaMitzvahs, all different klalim that negate to mitzvahs. And in Sevav he says, Zrizim Magdim on the mitzvah. He's talking about Zrizim Magdim on the mitzvah. And he says over there, Davar Shemitzvahs Beyoyim, you should try to do early in the day. Something which is mitzvah is the night, you should try to be makdimit early in the night. Therefore, when it's roy, that one should have ma'ariv right after it says chavim. It says, v'afilu im yamtin az yaseb roiv am, even if he'll wait to be able to do it b'roiv am, still mikomokai mutav liyos min azrizin u'makdimit. And he brings this gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Lambeis, Amabeis. And you take a look at the other Achrayin in the Chesem Sefer Megillah, and also in Rosh Hashanah. It seems from this Gemara, this reason is other from Rav Am Hadas Melech. And there's a Bir Halach also, a very interesting Bir Halach in Halachas Kish Levana. The Bir Halach says, over there it's talking about being Mekadesh, Bichidi. It says, V'dad, the Medina mutter the kash of the Bechid. Medina, it's mutter to be Kaddish Levana, to say Kaddish Levana, even alone. And you surely don't need 10 people. Ella, the Lechatchila mitzvah la'asay say b'roiv am. However, it's Lechatchila, a mitzvah that should be done with roiv am, because b'roiv am hadras melech. Therefore, he says, if you know that you'll be able to, a chance will come up that you'll be able to say Kiddush Levana with 10 people after a few days. So then you should wait. You should wait, but not past the 10th of the month, because you might not get a chance to say it. So over here, the Bir Halacha seems to be saying that it's better to wait for the Roiv Am. There's a Shari Tshuva also. The Shari Tshuva says, Shari Tshuva, he brings down a Masis bin Yomim by Berchas Achama. By Berchas Achama. It says over there that there's Inyan of Roiv Am, But he says, "V'chein azar is levarich kishroya neitzach hamashapir dami levarich biyachin mil achar from pushing off after tefillah when you'll do it with 10 people." Much brash shana the time this reason magdimim dachul etam the brave am. So again, it seems like we have many maramekaimis over here that Zrizin is other than Rav Am. And therefore, going back to the Mishnah Berurah, the question is, I'm sorry, you know, with the Bi'ar Loch that I mentioned before in the Chizkidosh Levana, he does end off of this. He says, in Klal Samaches, the three is also called Rav Am, Ein Tzarech B'Shvil Asar Lahamtin, to get more people. But Akapanim, it seems like Zrizin is other from Rav Am. So here there's a tshuva from the Mitzel HaChachma where he wants to be mechalek and explain why sometimes we say that Zrizin Magdimim is Adav and sometimes Rav Am is Adav. And with that, to answer for the Mishnah Berurah, that's mashma that the Rav Am would be Adav. It comes out that what the Achrayim are being mechalik, the Achrayim mechalik between the Gemara and Masechta Rishana to other places, because over there the Shaila was, should we be Mesakin Halal after Shachras or after Musaf? But by Minyan, by the case of Minyan, either way, the Shaila is only if there's going to be 50 or 20. There's just a Shaila of how many people. So the question is to wait for a larger Rav Am or to be Zrizin. But Benkach, there'll be a Rav Am. So on that, the Gemara says Zrizin is Adif. Hashengen to be a Loch is talking about a case where it's be Chidus without any Rav Am. And that's where he brings from the Chayadam after as if there'll be three, you don't have to wait for 10. But that's the Chilid that the B'tzal Chachma is making others. But that only helps for that Bir Aloch in Chizkidosh Levana. By us, in our case, in Ilchus Tfila, it still seems to be Shver. Okay, I brought another Tshuva that discusses the you have different Tshuvas from, and Tshuvas on Haggis that discusses this. Al Kapanim, the Mishnah Berurah by us is Tzarech Iyun. Okay, now I'm jumping down to the Bir Halacha by Tfilas Musaf after Shachris. If we take a look at the Bir Halacha, Sim Reish Pei Vav Sif Aleph, so at the end of the Bir Halacha, he says, the Ichor Atfila Kolkach Mevatel Mitzvahs Oynik Shabbos, V'ad Chatzais Mevor Lekomim Sim Reish Pei Ches, Behed Yedas L'Sanis. In general, we don't want you pushing off Tfilas Musaf, because you can be, by pushing it off, you'd be mevatel the mitzvahs einik Shabbos, especially until Chatzais, where it's also this anis. So could be there's a, could be when it comes to tefillas musaf, it's different, but I'm not sure. Okay, let's blind with that. Well, the Maaseh Mishnah Berurah paskens is that if you could, you should go to that other minyan to daven with the Rav Am. There's a common question that comes up that people ask in yeshiva many times, Bachrim Yungalait. Could be it's more complicated for a younger man who's a tutor. They're daven, it comes up by Mincha, comes up by Shachar sometimes. Should I go to daven Betzibar on the Cheshbon of my Chavrusa? On the Cheshbon of my Chavrusa. Especially according to Rav Moshe that we quoted, that there's a chiv to go to Tfilah B'Tzibar. You have a chiv to join the Tzibar, to daven the Tzibar. So if I leave, it's going to shter our learning. It's going to shter our learning. And it may even be that we're going to have to get back into the sugya that we were holding in. And like I said, a tutor is even more of a shadow because he's a pile. He's being paid for his work. Perhaps the younger man also being paid to be there. And that would take back to a discussion we had earlier. If I have to lose money or give up money, or on the cheshbon of a boss, am I allowed to go out to a minyan? So over here, But over here, talking about two bachim chavrusis. So in general, it seems that if it's going to cause a large amount of bittul Torah, or it's really in shtei chavrusa, so then it would make sense that you do not need to go to the tefillah b'tzibah, because there's a hefset over here, like Rav Moshe brought out from the din of mil, dalim milin, there's a shear to how much one has to lose. However, this is only if it's not bekvias. Now, the reason why I say it's not bekvias is because if you do a bekvias, so then you're a pesheya. I mean, there's a... But you have to work it out. Mitzadech, you're being mazik yechavrusa, which is the iser. To be mazik yechavrusa. Tefillah b'tzibah is a milo. According to Moshe, it's a chiyuv, true. But you have no right to be mazik yechavrusa on that. So you have to make sure that it doesn't become a habit. The Aruch HaShulchan, his lashon over there, I think we quoted, is that HaTefillah yoseh mekubeles. The tefillah, which is the most mekobel, mitzvah yesa gadol who spal be basic nesses im hatzibar, to daven basic nesses with a tzibar, and he quotes the Gemara brachas that we've quoted many times throughout these halachas of tefillah b'tzibar. Again, the Aruch HaShulchan speaking about how it's yosa mekubelis mitzvah yosa gadol, so a person has to weigh out. The cheshbon over here, how much is it going to shter is chavrusa? How much is it going to take away from, how much bittul Torah is going to be included in this? And make a cheshbon, but it should definitely not become a hergel and come up too often. Now, okay, so these are the halachas that come out from that have to do with tefillah b'tzibah. I would like to go into next the halachas that negeya to traveling before davening, and those halachas that are negeya to different activities that one should not do before davening. Everyone should have a wonderful day or night wherever you may be, and if there's any questions, I'm open to hear them.
It was reason Maktim, at least according to some, or seemed to be more adif than Arayvam. It's a classical shayla, is that why do we push off a bris milah till later in the day? We should do it at nights.
Okay, that is a very good question, but it could be the zman of reason Maktim is until chatzais. Anytime within that zman, you're already fulfilling reason Maktim.
There is a mice with my real diskin about bris and nates, bavos. There's a famous maisa.
That what?
They called him for Sandikos, and they did it immediately after Nates, and he came late, and they asked, and then he showed up, and they did the bris without him. They didn't wait for Maril Diskin to be Sandik, and they asked him, did we do Richtig? They said, yeah, you did Richtig, because that's the din. It's a Bavusta Yerushalmi maisa.
Right.
Al Tzedina's reason. But like the Rav is saying, it's definitely a shayla in the kadima up until chatzay, so you're not being mafsid the milo.
Right.
And by night, what's the zman?
At what?
What's the zman of my of reason by night?
Which mitzvah?
The mayor, I don't know.
Till chatzay, I'm not sure.
We learned reason from Yashkim and Rama Baker. I'm saying that's pretty early.
Right. So the emes is that you have your question is better than the answer. That's the emes. Question is better than the answer. And it's a question that if you hang part, around, you go to
but part of the terrace has to do with Barayv Am, though. Part of the terrace has to do with Barayv Am. There's an Indian of having Barayv Am by the bris also. And you're not going to have that, but there's reason. And
that's the one of 10.
No, there's 10 and then there's Rav Am. There's Enechanami. There's Rav Am, and that's where Shtel Devek, that the, one of the reasons that we know that we say Aleinu after a bris is because it used to be the bris was done immediately at the end of davening before they said Aleinu to keep the tzibur there, to have a Rav Am, and that's why even when the bris is done not in the shul, not after davening, we still have the minhag Aleinu.
And there are many that say that that's not the reason for Aleinu, though.
Yes, correct. I'm just saying.
We say Elena is something else, separate Indian. We could argue about that all day. I just think doesn't that element it's a teretz.
Rav.
Yes.
Of course, every case is legufoy about shtelling a vek, how you're being paid from a father or not. But would the Rav be nachis that you would make an agreement with the bacher who you're learning with, or it specifically has to go through with the father because he's the one who's paying you?
I would say the Rosh Hashiva.
The Rosh Hashiva who hired, he's the one who hired you?
Yeah, because even though you write the father's paying, and it would make sense that you should speak to the father, but the father is sort of giving up his right to make those decisions so that his son should be in yeshiva with the Seda Yeshiva. And more than staring the son, it stares the Seda Yeshiva, because the son is no longer part of the Seda Yeshiva when he has all these interruptions.
You can't have a Dover Pasha that the father or the Rosh Yeshiva would be nachas for you to take a 15-minute break to go daven. You can't have that anacha?
Nope. I'm in a few yeshivas where I know lehedya from my own experience that the Rosh Yeshivas are makbid, that for certain bachim, for sure, that loss of concentration of the bacha is
hezek. Rav used the word hezek.
And more than that, one Rosh Yeshiva was mazavit to me, very stark, that when you leave for mincha, the bacha doesn't chap that you're going out for an important reason of davening betzibur. So to him, your reason of tzibur is the same or less than his reason to go out to make his phone call about his game that he has to play Matzei Shabbos. So what you're doing is you're doing damage also. And then the Rashiva has to do the damage control. So the Mashkiach has to catch him outside. So it could be that now, some situations, you're right. You sometimes have chavrusas, which they rather you go out for a few minutes so they can think it through and work on it. Adrab, so then you're right. But then I think the Rashiva will be masking to that. Maybe, unless it stares the people around. But that's what I think. I think every parent is giving, when they send their child to yeshiva, they're giving up their right to make certain decisions, and it's the yeshiva's decision to decide whether this bacha, things like that.
Does a chavrusa have a right to be makrid? Does a chavrusa have a right to be makrid?
Yeah, chavrusa. What are you saying? Stam
okay. Yeah, no money involved.
The younger light. Look, if it's not right or wrong, if it's causing him nezek, yes. But if it's not causing him nezek, then I would say that if it doesn't happen often, it's a shtickle, why is he being makbid? But if it's happening often, then he has the right.
The Reish Kail could make, if two chavrusas get up and they make a pirtza, that they get up in the middle of the Seder, the Reish Kail has the recht to say no. He doesn't allow such a thing.
Right? 100%. Same idea. Right.